From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit, a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her guest lineup of authors, healers, educators, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Each week, Sherrianna and her team of experts share remarkable insights about life, spirit, manifesting, and more.
Hey, Just Ask Spirit listeners, are you tired of trying to figure out this manifesting thing? If so, you have got to check out my new book. It's called Energy in Action. And inside, you're going to find 52 manifesting practices to help you ignite your ability to create a life of peace and freedom. And if you're looking for a way to practice these skills with others, you may want to join my weekly Ray of Light membership. This is where we meet virtually to keep our manifesting juices going. Find the book, Energy in Action, and membership at sherriannaboyle.com. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Just Ask Spirit. I'm Sherrianna Boyle. I'm your host. I want to welcome you to the show. This is a show about spirituality and mental health. And we talk about all sorts of things on this show, all of which can support your mental health, including connecting with angels. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. And if you're new to me and my work, I'm the author of 10 books. I'm a coach, emotional detox coach. I'm also a spiritual teacher, and I teach courses. I'm actually teaching an Archangel course right now, and I'm going to be rerunning that in April 2024. So if you want to join the live version, I also have a self-guided Archangel course if you're interested in that. But I'm not the only one that works with angels. I have a guest here that's going to be joining me in this discussion in just a moment. Before we get to it, remember, Just Ask Spirit Marketplace. You can find that at sherriannaboyle.com. It's there you're going to find some of the authors' books that have been on the show, including some of my books, as well as the courses that I spoke about, as well as some products on there. So go check that out when you get a chance. Call the Just Ask Spirit Marketplace at sherriannaboyle.com. And don't forget to grab your free gift while you're there. It's a realignment kit. You'll see it at the top of the page. You'll see it at different places on my website. It's a great downloadable gift because we all feel out of alignment at times. You know, when you lose your groove, you lose your rhythm, you lose your flow. It happens to all of us. And I use it all the time. These are specific questions I ask myself, things I think about. There's a mantra there that I use, and that can help you to get back on track. It's really, you get it right away when you go to sherriannaboyle.com. So my guest is here, and I'm looking forward to introducing you right after the break. So hang in there.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Calling all authors. Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to dreamvision7radio.com.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety. There is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at SherriannaBoyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 radio network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Michael Andre Ford, welcome to Just Ask Spirit.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's great to be back on Dream 7 and to see you again.
Yeah. Welcome on the radio. So here we are. Tell our guests a little bit. You know, I told them that you work with angels, and tell them how this came to be in your life. How did you get to this point where you're, what do you consider yourself? What do I call you? I know you're an author of a book called Listening to Angels. I know you have an amazing YouTube channel, Michael, which is called Angels Positivity and Love Show, correct?
Yeah.
And I know that you're a speaker and people can go see you and attend your workshops. And I know you were at the Omega Institute. When were you? That was a few years back, right, Michael? Yeah.
Two summers ago, like 2022, a 3-day affair.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's a little bit about you, but tell us a little more.
Well, I'm an East Coaster originally. I'm in Texas now. This isn't anything I would have grown up imagining that I was going to be doing. And what I love about this is, you know, there's a lot of the whole spirituality, holistic, woo-woo-woo, whatever you want to call it, folks out there doing their thing, following their life path. Mine's a little unique in that I help you, everybody, let go long enough to be in their heart and to own what they've already got within. So pick your favorite healer out there, your favorite expert, your favorite author. You unlock your skills, your sensory skills, your senses to have direct experiences with angels, figures from India, Native American chiefs, Mary, Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha. You get to see full on. And what's really cool, tactical and practical, because it's really nice to have that experience, but we all kind of have our day-to-day living, bills to pay. You can have any answer to any questions, all languages spoken, all dialects. It's direct. I don't see your questions. I don't see your answers. I just speak some French. But if you're from Japan, I had 5 women from Japan once get their answers half in English, half in Japanese. They had been in Austin long enough to want to get their answers in English too. So imagine.
How did that happen?
Yeah, they found me and their ringleader, who was just fantastic. I didn't understand how intuitive she was. She was off the charts intuitive, way more than myself. And she didn't really put her cards down. But at one point in my original Austin home, she's like, why are there so many Native American folks standing in your backyard? I couldn't see that. And I was like, whoa. So I help you meet Dull Knife, Red Shirt, Geronimo, Crazy Horse, White Buffalo, Calf Woman, Black Elk, all unconditional love figures. So love and above. And I know this is going to sound like a lot for folks, but that's my responsibility, is to tell you enough dad jokes to have you have the confidence to slow down. This is all about getting out of the mind, out of thinking, into your heart, where all the action is in all of life. It's just love. Love's the fabric of the universe, if I had to try to tell you one thing. So here's why I'm off the hook and you're off the hook. You get a direct experience. I have photos of angels, a few videos. Go to my YouTube channel. It's at Michael Andre Ford. You can see some light that are angels flying around. That's nice. But people can do this as a group. So if you have a cousin who's really into spirituality or just being open, opening openness, and let's say their twin does it as well separately, they can do it together. So if you see your cousins do this, you probably know you could give it a shot. It's for everyone, but you have to set your intent. You have to think it's cool. You have to want your answers. And sometimes that takes a lot. Like we have to be in a health crisis, divorce, layoff, you know, the usual hubbub in life to really want to get our butts off the couch and pay attention.
So how did this begin for you, Michael?
Ooh, I was in New York City for about 20 years, but I'm from the Mid-Atlantic. I'm from Newport, New England area. Did high school at Andover, Middlebury for college. I got a layoff, or there was a layoff at a $1 billion law firm. On their worldwide publicist. There were 72 of us with an hour's notice. Remember the Lehman crisis around 2009? So I was in shock. So was everyone else. But I secretly was doing the Toyota jump for joy because I bought a home in Austin, Texas, and I've been trying to get out of New York for a long time. Hard to leave your job, hard to let go of what you know. And this gave me my opportunity combined with two other kind of mini or micro crises. So I popped out of thinking just a little, and I'm like, is this all there is? You know, and I kind of had a period of self-reflection. And that's when I started to see, feel, hear. And instead of staying cool, like really super cool and groovy with it, like a lot of adults do, there's people out of Woodstock or out of Omega who probably lived and breathed this all their lives. I was in a total panic. I grabbed every psychic by the lapels. I was shaking him, saying, what's going on? And finally, I grabbed a sure shot camera because I'm seeing and I'm like, I took photos of fairies, angels, Plato. You use those as kind of a letting go prop, a step, but you get to see full on in your backyard later. It's like 75 little steps for letting go, but one good act of letting go and trusting the universe could be 35 of those steps. So it's basic seeing, smelling, hearing, feeling. You can get hugs, and colorblind people have seen color. But it's all up to you, the individual, the person listening or watching. What are you going to allow for? So I want you to ditch me. I tell a lot of dad jokes to get you laughing. When you're laughter, smiling, breathing, letting go, you're letting go. You're in your heart. You're ready to go. Mm-hmm. Then you can engage the universe with no boundaries or barriers. Don't try to grasp any of this. That's not what this is about. It's not about more thinking. It's about less thinking. And thinking is always going to be around for all of us. So this is sort of the eternal question, what it is to be human versus to walk a smoother path and be pretty chill and relaxed and happy.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. If you want to manifest something in your life, then think about what you can let go of. And sure enough, and that's how I do it myself. If I think about creating something new, I think, okay, I know if I let go of something, then that this is going to be a whole lot easier than if I try to pile it on and just keep creating more and hanging on to the old. And sometimes that letting go is just anxiety or a belief or insecurity or fear. And so what I hear you saying is that it really kind of started with you letting go of your job. Well, your job kind of let go of you, and then you had to let go of your job. And then it was oh my gosh, what the heck? Like a lot of people would feel losing your job. Like, what do I do now? How do I do this? And I love the way that you sort of just started quickly. And a lot of people do that, Michael, in terms of trying to find the answers. Very common. Like, where are the answers? How do I find them? How do I tap into my higher self? So I love this. And you and I had the pleasure of working with you, Michael. And it was I have to say, it was an experience. I did not expect you and I connected. And then next thing I know, audience, I'm really kind of getting a big sample of what you do. And it is like it's like a lot of classes packed into one. That's the best way I can explain it. It's fast and fierce. It's like the difference between, I'll put it this way, if you were in college, it's the difference between taking a semester class and that, or taking that intercession class when the class is crammed into a month as opposed to 3 months. That's what it feels like when you're working with Michael. And so, you know, this is a compliment to you. I think you have so much information to offer people. Yeah. So
thank you. And yeah. I would mention it's a little bit like taking a class, high school, college, where you're talking about the World Cup. This is different. You get to put the jersey on and play with Messi. You're on the field interacting directly. Like nothing could be bigger, better, more fun because you kick the human, me, moi, out of the way. Like what's the point? Why would I pretend I'm a dad trying to teach, you know, little ones how to ride a bike? Are you the type of dad that's going to be on the bike for 3 hours? The kids never touch it? Or is it just better that they get some action and learn how to do their own pedaling and how to do their own balance? I mean, that's it. My belief is everyone's got a big heart. It's, you know, if you want to use it, you want to experience more love, it's there for you. You can take the steps anytime you're willing. But for a lot of us, it feels like you're getting shoved off a cliff or off a bridge. Mm-hmm. And I don't blame anybody for judging this, but it's actually just more openness, more love. All the moments where you laugh, you're at a barbecue and people enjoy your laugh. That's all this is. The complexity level is nada. It's like a light switch on the wall. Flip it. Bam. You're the light switch, though. So it's upside down. Off is your head, brain. I'm pointing at my head. And on is your heart. So you just have to pay attention and realize the difference in flows. What is it like when you're in your heart? And what's it like when you're way too serious up top in your brain and you know something that precludes possibility?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I always know I'm in my heart because I'm laugh, you know, when we're laughing, when we're cracking up, when we're more lighthearted about things, not being so hard on ourselves. You know, Mike, I'm thinking about all the people that can relate to this feeling that you had in that moment of, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Or maybe they have a business or they're in a career and they're just feeling like they're not going anywhere or their life is not the way that they would like it to be. And they want to figure out, how do I navigate this? And I think sometimes we're almost like in a time period where that's happening to so many people. It's like information's changing so quickly now. Just when you think you've got it, it changes, kind of thing. Do you find that as well? I want to speak to the audience on that with, I think you could be of service here for those of you who are really like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm either swimming against the grain or I'm stuck. And how can getting to know the angels help me?
Okay. So these are unconditional love figures in the universe, whether you want to view it as in you and around you, or the classic way. You can get any answers to any questions. You just have to have the guts to ask the question, to put yourself in your heart and to listen. For a few seconds, it might sound like a whisper, your own intuition or your own inner voice. The second you just let go a little more, you'll get real personality. And I want you to think of it this way. Pretend you're a golfer in the middle of a tournament and you're about to really slam the ball. You're having a good day. You think you can get a hole in one, or at least in one shot, put it in the cup. And so you're starting to crank up and your own little inner voice is like, let's smack it, or something encouraging, whatever a golfer says to themselves. If it was your Aunt Martha who's passed over that is your favorite lost relative, or it was your guardian angel coming in yelling, smack that ball, you'd be in shock. You'd drop the club, run away from the club, lose the tournament, and you'd miss the game. And so picture all the times you've gotten encouragement, but it's your voice. The good half, not the half that said jump in someone else's Jag and go 130 miles an hour down that highway before the state trooper got you. So I'm talking just the positive side. That's how this is. No one wants to interfere. I don't want to tell you a thing, but I'm here to encourage you that you have the ability to listen, the ability to write down any answer. 49 pages is the record by an Australian in 9 hours. She got everything.
You mean in scribing? You're talking about scribing?
Yeah, she was just asking questions, looking at photos. And I love to have people with like a legal pad or organized Microsoft Word sheets. What do I need to know about this? Get 9 answers. Who should I call for my business? Get 27 answers. It's how fast can you write? Do you have an extra couple pens handy? You're off to the races. That way you're organized, because there's a lot of stuff you'll write down that you don't remember writing down, but there's no limits. And you knew it as a kid, but you might not know it as an adult. So totally judge this, but I've got 100 testimonials from some pretty notable folks. Just helped a U.S. senator, congressman in the past, recently. They did great. Point is, you've got no limits. Get any answers.
I'm so glad you're helping senators.
Well, one, yeah. So with this, think of it this way. So you've got a question. What do I do next? What do I do now? What do I do about the bills? How do I feel better about my situation? Where should I apply for a job? Why wouldn't you ask it? Why wouldn't you get the answers? We're not used to being able to get any answers to any questions. It's the opposite. We walk around with really fixed views. And again, I don't hear your questions or your answers. So there's the little book, Listening to Angels. I'll put the book cover up on the screen. That's self like intact. For $7.99 on Amazon, you've got seven angels. And you can go ahead and just follow the instructions, 15-minute read, 45 pages. It's supposed to teach you how to listen. And it's not even written by me. I saw balls of light as I typed. If you think I wrote this, awesome. But it's really gentle, unconditional love, compassionate language. So
interesting. Yeah. So if you're listening on the radio, we are putting this on YouTube. I don't usually put all of the episodes on YouTube, but because you do have so many photos, we thought we will definitely have this on YouTube for you. And the book that he just held up is called Listening to Angels. It's interesting you talk about the balls of light, because I was trained in that when I was trained in quantum healing. We work with a lot of light and the balls of light. So that was interesting to me. The other thing is when you show those photos, and I know if you go to your website, it's michaelandrefort.com, everyone. I'm sure they're on this YouTube channel as well, which is under his name. They're very interesting to me. You know, I taught an angel class recently, Michael, and I asked people to draw in the class. And what was amazing to me that I later got back to them after I saw your photos, a couple of them drew what looked like one of your photos.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
I'll show a few, but I'm going to describe it for the people listening. Here's four archangels that look like rainbow pie slices, triangles, and there's three more off camera. I just cropped
Do you know
up.
Which four of those are, those specific?
Yeah, archangels. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel are in there. And I have four over my home one time. I just sort of heard go out and take the shot. And that may sound like a lot, so take it with a grain of salt. But here's four over my home.
And that's four. It looked like more than four.
I'm sorry. That's seven archangels. Sorry about that.
Okay.
That's the archangels over my home. And there's an angel who makes hearts in our photos. So here's one. Here's another. And you're seeing hearts in the photos if you're watching.
And those are taken from your phone?
No, from a SureShot camera.
Okay, from a SureShot camera. Whatever
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and her name's Heather. I mean, it's a long story. Look, you can see angels in full-on human form. Let's just skip the photos for a second. If you're open enough, ask for angels to cross your path. You know, your angels, your guardian angel, someone, sparkly-eyed stranger holds the door open up for you. You feel something's up. It's strange. They're so nice. They're so sparkly. They say just what you were talking about at the breakfast table, the dinner table the night before, or in the movie you watched yesterday. So you know something's really up. Serendipity, synchronicity, how does a stranger know? And then they wish you well, or you were meant to talk to them. So I've seen angels in human form in like Hawaii, Stockholm, New York, Austin. It's a long story, but most of the time to kind of just, you know, pep you up a little, make sure you're walking along your life path in a happy way. I'm trying to describe something that you're really not going to grasp. So just roll with it. But 100 testimonials, people being able to do this in groups, and more means I'm off the hook. The hugs are better than the answers. Like one hug could be worth 100 questions. But let's go back to the answers for a second.
Human form thing? Because when you go online, you see that a lot of people say angels are not in human form, that they were specifically the archangels. So that's interesting that you have seen them in human form. And I have heard of people seeing their wings and also flashes of light, we know, or is another, could be a sign that like what you just showed us in your photos. But tell us more about the human form. So you actually, they look like somebody human. Like, are you talking about they actually were there? Or are you talking about your mind's eye? When you say someone was nice to me, they actually were with you.
Both. For the out and about regular, like walking around society or going shopping in human form, you pinch them, they're probably not going to say ouch, but they will pinch you back and you'll say ouch. I think they're much more available today. And that's it. You just for seeing in more the mind's eye, except that it's full on seeing with your eyes open. You can see with your mind's eye if your eyes are shut. You can hang out in Hawaii, India, Tibet, and sort of a a setup where you can get healing, get answers, but it's more like a lucid dream, mindful meditation. That's different. And that's very helpful for folks. A lot of Americans love to shut their eyes and do their listening, to do their seeing that way. But this is full on. If you've got a window and it's daylight and you can see out by a tree, you can see not only angels, but like Plato, Einstein, Mary, Jesus, your relative Uncle Joe. You just need to have that conversation with angels. Is it appropriate? Is it okay to see Uncle Joe? You need the encouragement. And I never suggest a relative first in case you're going to get like totally emotional and teary-eyed about it. Start with angels for everything. Check with them. They're the ones who are making it all possible. And one quick note on any answers to any questions. Think of it this way. It's great that it's all languages, Swahili, you know, Japanese, whatever, German, fantastic, and dialects, and a lot of humor too. But they also know how to navigate, if there's 7 billion of us, our personal value system, our beliefs. So they know how to not just, if there's 100 ways to say law of attraction, birds of a feather, well, you and I only have 3 ways we really will permit it to be said that we get excited. The rest of it we're rejecting because we judge everything. One person likes the Red Sox, the other person doesn't. And they're both correct or they're not. I don't know. So there's not as much right or wrong, but this is proper understanding. The bottom line is angels know how to navigate everything to say it the right way for your individual personality that you jump and you say, wow. And meanwhile, your twin sister hears it on the same question a little differently. So she gets it the same way. And yet you both got your answers. It's kind of in an alignment. And that's the point, is it's tailored to you. Because think of it this way. We all have a lot of dislikes these days. We're really picky. I mean, forget me on air trying to tell you anything. You have to take your own steps. Letting go is power. Your belief system, your belief, what you'll trust is power. I'd say a little less thinking. 7% a day is what one angel named Charlotte said is the ultimate Olympic gold medal. We're not talking going in like enlightened with the snap of the fingers. We're talking just 7% less thinking a day, an hour and a half. Take it easy. Forget everything I've said. But if you want to keep doing what you're doing today, which is one weighing it, keep going. But be more mindful of the negative side when you're disliking, doubting, rejecting, reacting, stressing, fear, worry, or knowing to the preclusion of possibility. That stuff limits us all. It limits you on your career, relationships, and your personal happiness. If you could just lighten up 7% more a day, that's it.
We can do that. We can do 7%. I think that's a realistic, I like the way you're being realistic there. And it's not that you won't think, but really the heavy stuff that, as I call an emotional detox, high levels of reactivity. And so that's what you really want to watch. Take it down a notch to medium, take it down a notch to low. And then learn to neutralize that. So he's showing us your guardian angel here. You've got Joy on the screen. And those of you who are watching on YouTube, you could put your hand up and feel the energy for what Michael's putting up. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, and I'll light some sage in a little bit. And even if it's the radio, you're just listening, you can smell that. So we'll get to that in a second. Joy is an angel who's the ambassador communicator. She's the emotion Joy, high peppy voice. Look, think of it this way. It's baseball. Just wear a catcher's mitt. It's three times the normal size of a catcher's mitt. It's just big. You're here to receive. It's your birthday, 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's, all wrapped into one. You don't have to pitch, bat, outfield, or run the bases. Just receive. That's it. So put your hand out. Feel what you can feel. Don't judge. You might feel a little sparkle in your fingers, light warmth on your hand, or yummy in the tummy. You try too hard, you'll get sparkles on your toes. Someone we just know came into the studio at your end and gave it a go with what, 1 minute? No, totally cold, didn't even know what was coming, and had a chance to get answers, feel the energy, maybe get a hug. So that was kind of cool.
Very cool. So again, if you want to pop over to YouTube then, and kind of look at the pictures at the same time, I love the idea of the smudging. We do need to take a quick break, Michael. So why don't we take that break and we'll come back, everyone. And is there anything that they need to think about during break before you smudge?
I only have one rule, which is just set your intent. And the only structure I have is this. Angels, help me out of my head, into my heart, make this nice. Amen, rock and roll. Thank you. Whatever way you roll, own it.
Okay, everybody got that? So during the break, you're going to say it again, Michael?
Angels, help me out of my head, into my heart to have the best cup of coffee in the world, to smell sage, to have a great work day. Amen. Thank you. Rock and roll. Om Sai Ram. Whatever way you can make it count, that it's from your heart. Set your intent.
Set your intent. Okay, everyone go do that. We'll be right back after the break with Michael Andre Ford. You can find him at michaelandreford.com. You can find his book on Amazon, Listening to Angels, and you can find him on YouTube. We'll be right back.
From the vibrant soul of Sherrianna Boyle comes Just Ask Spirit on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network every Monday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Just Ask Spirit is a show that reflects Sherrianna's passion to get this world feeling again. Her belief, emotions are the gateway to the soul. Sherrianna and her lineup of best-selling authors, healers, and visionaries cover a variety of topics related to mental health and spirituality. Don't miss Sherrianna's remarkable insights from the divine at the end of every show.
Sherrianna Boyle is all about empowering you. Her life has centered around mindful approaches to healing the mind and body. Her main belief, your emotions matter, processing them matters more. As a special and adjunct psychology professor, she is the author of 10 books that can help empower lives. From her new book on manifesting, Energy in Action, Emotional Detox, Emotional Detox Now, The Four Gifts of Anxiety, Mantras Made Easy, to the Conscious Parenting Guide to Childhood Anxiety, there is certainly a book there for you. Find yours at SherriannaBoyle.com.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Imagine if you had a daily practice for processing your emotions that could help you get through past and present challenges. Well, now you do. My new book, Emotional Detox Now, 135 self-guided practices to renew your mind, heart, and spirit, is out in the world. It includes my signature cleanse system, a mindful practice to help you clear all those toxic reactions so you can begin to feel joy, peace, and ease again. Grab your copy today at SherriannaBoyle.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Just Ask Spirit. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Michael Andre Ford. He is the angel guy. You know, he really, you live and breathe angels like nobody else, nobody I've ever known, Michael. And you are the author of a book called Listening to Angels. You can also find Michael on his YouTube channel, which is Michael Andre Ford, and his website is also his name. So, before the break, we asked you to repeat the intention out loud. And let's, can you say that intention one more time, just in case someone's joining us live from the radio?
Sure. If you're an athlete, a business person, just in any way you want to use it, just set your intent, but ask angels that are here to help. That's it. So angels, help me out of my head, my thinking, my mind, whatever way you want to say it, into my heart, help me let go, to have more fun, but to smell sage in a second. I'm going to blow it through two screens. I've done this on 40 plus shows in the last 2 years, and the hosts, the producers, the audience will smell it. I do it on every one of my shows at my YouTube channel at Michael Andre Ford. You can watch the Angels Positivity and Love show. Every guest does it at some point during the show. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to be on your show at some point. I'm looking forward to that.
Can't wait. And it doesn't matter about the time thing. You'd think, well, hey, I'm watching the show a year after it was taped. Time isn't what we think it is either. You know that from a class with a professor. If it's really a boring professor, the 1 hour can feel like 3 hours. If it's a great professor or a vacation, it can fly by and you're like, what the heck happened? I'm already getting back on the plane. So I've lit some sage. If you're watching this, just leave your eyes on the smoke. Let angels do their job. Some people start tasting it right away if you're hyper intuitive. Others start smelling it. It doesn't matter if your schnoggin has been broken or not functioning that well or you're stuffed up. It's energy. This is back to let angels do their job. Let the universe help out. Get out of your own way. I'll say it the way Americans love it. Get out of your head, into your heart to receive all. Catch some sage. But if you're already doing this, why not ask for flowers? Get some flowers on top of
That's
it.
That's what I was smelling.
Yeah. The Irish angel mystic. If everybody knows Lorna Byrne, she's pretty famous since like 2012. A lot of books, international bestsellers, like 13 of them. She told me she didn't smell sage on the show, but she got daisies and roses in Ireland. I'm in Texas. And just allow for what you can allow for. Play this over again if you need to. I'll stub this out. But if you really want to go crazy, close your eyes and start catching your favorite ocean. Not the one out back, the one from the other side of the globe where you wish you were going on vacation. And let angels bring you the wave action, the palm fronds. Look, there's people who are going to react to this and say it's not possible, but others who are off to the races. What takes one of us two years, 10 years, a lifetime to do, others are doing like this. So try not to judge it. Try to feel it. Try to let go. It's Winnie the Pooh. Piglet asked Winnie the Pooh, how do you spell love? And Winnie the Pooh was like, you don't spell it. You feel it.
You know what I love about this? Because this kind of work really teaches you, you don't need drugs. Like I feel that sage. I feel like I just got high a little bit.
Yeah. And this is all legal. It's sage, juniper ridge. You find it in the Whole Foods. So nothing untoward is happening here. But here's the reminder. Look, in any given situation, we can all be in a pickle, a pinch, a bind, in a real jam. My drama is, my situation is, my problem is, you don't understand. But the help is available always. You're not alone. And think of it this way. Can you picture a time in your life when everything was smooth? You were in love. You were a kid playing baseball. You had a great time. You know, time seemed to just go by smoothly. You never lost that vibe. It isn't externally contingent on you being in the baseball game or being in love. That vibration is simply here and now. And the only thing pulling you out of it is a little bit of thinking. And so your first task is not anything to do with me, the woo-woo-woo, angels, anything. Just recognize what thinking is. It's a limit. It blocks. And you're not going to be able to get rid of it the whole time. So you got to stay easy on yourself. Don't start being harsher on yourself. It's just get to your heart, take a breath, smile, take a walk, hug a tree, hug your dog. Try to find some more emotional breathing space for yourself.
And it's all about energy. I mean, at the end of the day, if you can move that energy, change that energy. I think back to the example of people, and just because I'm hearing this more and more, people unsure about finances and their work and where they're heading. I was just reading an article about our younger generations being really lost right now. And I think what you're pointing out to us is there isn't always something to do. There isn't always something to fix or figure out. And that you can change the energy by connecting to these kinds of resources. And yeah, it seems sometimes like a little far-fetched or out there, but if you just open up a little bit and let go, I mean, think of it this way. I don't think you land on this podcast unless you are meant to be, you know, whether it's my podcast or Michael's show, you have to trust that you've been led there. So why not let it in? It's like go into a show and it's a matter of, okay, am I going to let myself really kind of watch the show, enjoy the show, or am I going to fold my arms and pout and reject it? It's you're already here, so you might as well let your guard down and see what it has to offer.
And the universe will mirror or give you what you need at the time. So if you're putting out energy that's like, hey, I'm closed off, I don't see any hope, escape here, any possibility, you're going to kind of get more of that. You've got to find a way, and sometimes it's through the pain and suffering, unfortunately, to finally go, enough. I'm not going to operate out of the brain. I'm going to go back to my heart and follow my instincts. You have a unique life path. The second you discover what the difference is between thinking and your heart flow, more consciousness, more awareness, more love, more fun, more openness, you're off to the races. And I think athletes have figured it out early on, but they still get into slumps. And that's where it's compartmentalized. I don't think every athlete applies it to every quadrant of their life. Look at Michael Phelps. He came out of that with, whoa, I spent way too much time on the discipline. I sacrificed all the rest of my living. And that's what this is about, is recognizing that your art, your music, your fun with friends, your making a salad for your family is all the same. It's the light switch we talked about. Can you be in your heart more is all this is about. When you're in your heart, it's already connected to the universe. Your heart knows what to do. I don't have to tell it a thing. It can listen, feel, see, smell the ocean, and write down all your answers. So that little book is a helpful gem. Check it out. Put a comment, though, on Amazon for me saying you enjoyed it. It's been around since 2014. I finally got permission from Angels to raise the price from $4.99. Sorry about this, but to $7.99. So you'll have to.
Oh, I think we can handle it, Michael. I think we can handle the $7.99. I always say people don't realize when you write a book or create some kind of work that took you that much time, they're getting a lot of value in what they spend. And so here we go. We've got some more angels up on the screen. Looks like
one angel and the philosopher Plato. You can see the old man's face in there in the blue ball light.
I see. Ooh, I do see the old man's face.
Yeah, and he's great to talk to you about your life stages and stuff like that. It's 175 figures. Plus, guess what? You have your own angel team. So the real thing that I do for folks is help them meet their own cheerleading squad. Keep doing what you're doing one way. Talk to them. You're sending out energy all the time. But the second you're ready to go two way, maybe do it before bed and say, hey, give me a dream. Give me signs. Go the easy route. We all need to just, you know, go slow. Like this is a pool at a pool party. Dip your toe in. An hour later, you're still not up to your ankle. I mean, a lot of people cannonball in. I'm not that type. I get it. So be as hesitant as you need to, but just allow.
Interesting. And I love the way you have all these questions and you keep it light in terms of, you know, help me rock it, help me succeed, help me kick butt. Like it doesn't have to be this. Sometimes you read these statements and they're very flowery and poetic and you're like, what am I? You just can't relate to it, you know, or some of the ways I've been reading some of the prayers to the archangels lately. And I love many of them, but some of them feel, quite frankly, a little heavy because there's like the sin and the Satan and, you know, this and that. And I'm like, I just don't feel like I want to repeat that because I want, it's all about energy and light. Archangel Michael. Yes. And so I love the way you make it easy and fun and obtainable so anybody can talk to their guides. Can you put up Michael again?
Sure. And so look, there are a million philosophies, religions, groups, the Buddhists, the near-death experience crowd. I mean, there's so many communities and groups that have a certain type of lingo. And unfortunately, I'm not going to get the lingo or even the pronunciation right, whether we're talking by country, domestically, whatever. The good thing is it doesn't matter about any of that. This isn't about like getting it right, getting it wrong. Move past seeing the negative. This is just about more love in the moment. So that's the rub. And forget about angels for a second. Forget about everything we've talked about. Getting your answers, healing, seeing angels in human form. What will you allow for? Are you allowing for more sparkle, laughter, fun, compassion? First love towards yourself, then others. And the answer is probably no. We're all doing the adulting thing a little too seriously.
Okay, Michael, I have a question for you. A lot of people I know want to meet somebody. They want to find their person, as they say now, or they are having trouble in the dating world. What do you have for those people? Who do they talk to about that? And what do they ask?
One, let go a little more of the thinking and where they think they're at. Cultivate their own authentic beauty or self-love and watch how much they're glowing. And then don't just get married one day into that new you. Take your time, go slow. But let's have you answer it by putting Joy, Charlotte, and Michael up. Let one of them reach you and give you the best answer in the world. A little reminder of something you already know that's the perfect answer for that question.
So if this is you, you're going to have to go to that YouTube channel and watch at Sherrianna Boyle, because that's where I'm going to be posting this and see which one can give you guidance around that. So there isn't one straight answer is what you're saying, is that that's what I do. I always ask my guides for everything. And it's never the way that I thought it was going to come out, or I ask from my clients, I ask questions and I didn't realize I've been scribing right along. I didn't realize it until somebody explained to me what scribing was. I was like, oh, I just do that all the time. I write down questions and then ask my guides and then, you know, audit sort of automatic writing kind of thing. But it does.
And I don't even know that expression at all. So it's just, I mean, it's straight listening because you're connecting directly. Like pretend your Uncle Fred is alive, a real Uncle Fred, and sits in the chair. And Uncle Fred, your uncle, is the most wise person alive today. What would you do when Uncle Fred starts talking? Probably write your answers down, get your answers. Here, it's just angels in energetic form in and around you. And usually they talk so fast, you know, you're like, whoa, or tell me more, and you're getting direct answers. For example, for that loved one, I remember a woman maybe 5 or 6 years ago hearing that it would be the touch of the hand that she would just know. And I thought that was the most romantic, cool thing I've ever seen. She just said, you'll know by the touch of his hand. And that was her guardian angel or Charlotte or someone. But if you want to give it a go, here's Joy. What's Joy say about finding that special loved one? And just let her speak to you and relay what you hear from Joy.
Okay, I'm going to ask Joy about my children to love me.
Whatever you can share out loud.
Okay. Oh, by the way, you can clarify as you're holding that up, Michael, do they need to talk out loud or can they say it silently in their head? Is there a better way? What do you think?
I think a lot of nervous people do it out loud, but silently is great. Don't get caught at the supermarket, but you can still ask about that. Any question, big or small, where to go for a cup of coffee, how to have more fun, where to go on vacation, I think is number one, but you're at the supermarket. It's too late. You left the list at home. You got every item but one. The dinner party's half an hour away. There's too much traffic. You need help. Ask Geronimo, ask Joy, ask Michael, what was that one item? Are you a good listener? Do you know how to pay attention? That's all this boils down to. If you're a good athlete, you do. If you're a good business person, you know how to make a good salad. You're a good yoga person. You know how to love dogs. I'm telling you that the characteristic involved here, the skill required, is already within you. You know how to do this, but you're not giving yourself any credit right now. So let go trying to analyze any of this and just get going when you're ready. And you'll never be ready. So the time is always now.
You know what I love about this, Michael, is there's so much on social media that people are selling you their courses to show you how to do it, right? I was in your shoes and I needed to make money or I needed to get better at this. And and here's my course, and then you're going to have it all. But you're not saying that. You're telling them, ask, go direct yourself. And I love that because I think that that's part of what can pollute us is this so much coming at us. Do it like this. Don't do it like that. Buy this. This is right. This is wrong. And so you're sort of clearing that away and saying, oh, just ask. I mean, you're not even giving input on those questions. You're just showing your angel and saying, you ask.
Exactly. And I'll throw the hand grenade out there. And this is going to be a real problem for all of us, including me. You can be happy now in this very moment for no reason whatsoever. Think about the butts that are popping up all across America watching this show. But what about my four cousins? What about this? What about my dating situation? No, you can be happy now in this very moment for no reason whatsoever. If that's true, which it is, why wouldn't you want to repeat that? Why wouldn't you want to learn the skill to be in your heart more and just take care of business? Understand your flows, be accountable for your flows, and you're never going to get it right all the time. Just be in your heart whenever you can remember to remember, if you can remember to remember, and watch what happens. That's called starting your journey in life. You can be eyes closed and not paying attention like all of us, and decades go by and you're wondering why you're unhappy. And I'll do one more thing.
So true. Like, don't wait for the job. Yeah. Don't wait for the perfect person to be happy. Be it right here, right now. I love
it. And that'll attract the true love, not to give the answer to anybody. Still do it on your own. Okay. Why is being, like to be or not to be, Shakespeare, the key to all of this? Little excerpt from my Listening to Angels book on Amazon. Being is believing in all. You do not need to be like anyone else. Be you. This is angels talking. Smile more, think less. Do not permit others to dictate your well-being. Own your own being in life. Love more and allow more. You can be happy now in this very moment without a single reason. Again, this is why it's not about words or concepts, which are just another form of egoic thinking. Let go of details. That's the key. Even if you want your details, still got to let go to some degree before you can get the good answers.
Yeah, letting go has been the theme of our conversation today, Michael. I noticed that we must have said that word how many times now, huh? Yeah.
It's a big journey to go from
it's a big journey.
12 inches down to the heart or 18 inches.
You can keep saying it. I'm not telling you to stop saying it because I know it's important, but I think it's key to everything. Just letting go. Letting go is, we're all learning that for sure. Anything else? Oh, let me ask you this. So I'm thinking of someone, again, another young person question, planning for college, and they go to their college advisor, and the person says, I want to be an actor, and the college advisor says, what's your backup plan?
Okay, everyone's got a unique life path, period.
Yes.
And that can get dusted off for you, and even you can get assistance, like ask questions of your angels, maybe before bed, ask for it in dream version. I think Mackie O'Clark talks about that a lot. You can ask for any form of help that you're willing to allow for, like a indirect. Let me just feel it as a vibration. It's your intuition. You're already connected fully. But I say get it fully written out. Like, hey, what do I need to know about my acting career? What do I need to know about where I'm going to college? You get direct answers. You have to learn to trust what you've already got within. You don't need any outside sources for anything, but keep doing Joe Dispenza, do your college counselor, do everybody else. That's fine. But understand that you're bigger than all of them combined. James Van Praagh meets Dr. Joe Dispenza. They had 5 kids. You're still more intuitive than they are if you would agree to use it. That's all.
Yeah, I agree. You're going to get curveballs along the way. I mean, people will say things. It'll rub the wrong way. It might hurt you or make you feel like, how could somebody say that? But I always remind myself that, you know, it's all energy. It's all vibration. And that just might be in the whatever vibration they're in today, but it doesn't mean you don't have to believe it. You don't have to internalize it. You don't even have to let it come touch you in any way. You just be observant and as neutral and compassionate as we possibly can with these situations and keep going. Don't give up and definitely ask. It's such a wonderful thing. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know? What's coming up for you?
Well, the big thing I learned after 12 years, a couple thousand folks of this is, you know, everyone comes in all shapes, sizes, and resistance levels. But look, where you put your focus, and this is completely safe for me to say, where you put your focus is where you put your focus, where you put yourself. Just understand that you own all your flows. You're accountable whether you know it or not for, are you doing a lot of judging, criticizing, or are you really practicing as often as you can remember, 5 times a week, getting into your heart, taking a breath, smiling, hugging your dog more, letting them lick your face. I mean, what's going crazy?
Dancing.
Dancing. Making a salad when you were going to have fast food. What am I supposed to say?
Yeah, so true. It makes a big difference. I find since I've been connecting with angels and you and I'll tell that story real quick to everyone. So I had a archangel visitation. Literally, folks, I had asked a question. I'd gone to bed and it was clear as day. And I've had a lot of spiritual things happen to me in my life, but I'm telling you, this was life-changing because all I could do was talk about the angels, think about the angels, work with the angels after that. And sure enough, it wasn't, gosh, Michael, I don't know how much farther after that. I mean, it could have been days. I can't remember. You contact me. I'm like, who is this? I'm sorry, Michael. I didn't know.
Oh, no, you're good.
And it's so funny because you said to me, we've already connected
2 summers ago and you got busy because stuff was happening. And that happens to me all the time. I have people who have given me testimonials that don't remember the first time they were supposed to show up years earlier. I had a woman, and she'll never hear this, and I'm not saying who it is, but she's in Connecticut driving along in a traffic light one day before her service. And she completely freaks out. She ends up in a different county, lost, and she's in a panic, calls and says, I can't make the service tomorrow. Her brain, you have an ego, you have a psyche, you have something called resistance that won't allow for more love. It's in charge. It's okay. Tons of books, tons of experts help you get out of your head into your heart. Great. Byron Katie is great for it. But the ego knows the second you get a taste of angels, the universe, how big everything really is, how glorious, like Soul Surfer, Bethany Hamilton. She got her arm bitten off by a shark. She's depressed for a while. She finally figured out nothing's really changed. I can actually still do surfing contests, you know, and she realized, hey, I can get moving and living again. So this is about being in the heart. The last thing in the world, your clipboard version of you, the checklist person, the person who judges everything, wants to let you do is get out of prison into your heart, where everything's wide open. You can go in any direction. And angels can alter your path. So start making requests one way. Just be like, angels, I don't know what he's talking about, but I know, I feel it. I want more fun. Can you just give me some signs? Help me out. Help me slow down. Help me smile more, breathe more, and hang out with cooler people. I need a better job where I can breathe and relax. Bring me some more finances as well. And, you know, maybe I'll pay attention more and start making requests.
I love it. Well, I do believe after my angel encounter that you were sent to me for a reason, Michael. And I do appreciate that we finally did get connected. And I took it as a validation. I was like, okay, I wouldn't be drawing this guy in if this all of this wasn't real. So it was a real blessing. It was a blessing to work with you. I encourage people to reach out and get a session with you, to look at your YouTube, to check out your books. I think that you are just full of such love and light. And I so appreciate you coming on Just Ask Spirit.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thank you, audience, for coming on and listening to all this angel stuff. Look at this. Look at the pictures. He's holding them up now. We've got a fairy. We've got Joy on the screen taking all this love that he's... Every time he holds a picture, you're getting a big dose of love. It's like getting a big kiss on the cheek there. So remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more. Bye, everybody. We love you.
Thank you for listening. Join Sherrianna next time to continue this remarkable journey of discovering the amazing power of your emotions. Reach out to Sherrianna directly on sherriannaboyle.com. Share your comments and ask your Just Ask Spirit questions. Until next time, remember, your emotions matter. Processing them matters more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.